Mr. President, I want to thank the senator from New Hampshire, and I just want to say to the senator from Delaware, those are very eloquent and appropriate and, I think, directly forceful remarks, and I join with every word that you said in agreement. I think you're going to see today the United States Senate in agreement, every one of us standing up in support of each other, in support of the president, and here for the American people. We are here today. We're meeting today. I think that's an important sign that this beacon of freedom is open and that the United States Senate, the greatest deliberative body in the world, is here meeting, talking, and I hope acting today, tomorrow, and for the weeks and months to come this year. Let me first just say, as everyone has said here, how much Karen and I and our whole family, as we watched on television yesterday, just in amazement and in grief and sorrow and tears. We went to church and we prayed, and because we didn't know what else to do but go to church and pray that somehow, some way, that people would survive this horrible tragedy. It's been a very difficult time for a lot of us. It's been a horrible time for the people in New York and the people in Northern Virginia. I would just say that we are committed here, as you heard the president say today, to do everything we can here in Washington, D.C. to help those who are struggling and support those who are doing heroic things in Pennsylvania, trying to recover what's left of the plane that crashed in Pennsylvania. Obviously in New York, just incredible stories of heroism, and at the Pentagon in Northern Virginia. Our sympathy and our support goes out to all those men and women and their families. I think it's important for us to note, though, as the senator from Delaware said, that things should not change here in America. I couldn't agree with him more. That things must not change with respect to our freedom and our democracy. But there's certain things that must change. There's certain things that must change. I think the senator from Delaware hit the nail on the head when he talked that our actions toward terrorists must change. What happened yesterday was not a hijacking of a domestic airline's flight. What happened yesterday was an enemy missile loaded with explosives, 11,000 gallons of jet fuel that exploded like a missile into targets here in the United States of America. It was an act of war. It was an enemy missile that was directed at our country. And we must respond accordingly to this act of war by those who perpetrated it. We are at war. We are at war with terrorists and to those nations who harbor them, who finance them, and who in any way encourage and support them. I think it's important that we say so here in the United States Senate at some point, that this is war with the forces of evil that have attacked this country. This is not, and I can't stress this more strongly than I hope I will, this is not a time to bring people to justice. It is a time to wage war and win a war against those who committed this act, those who harbor those who committed this act, and those who support and encourage those who committed this act. Here in the United States Senate, there are things that we can do, sensible things that we can do to support our president and to support the American people. First, as I mentioned before, we can support them right now with the resources they need to fight and try to find survivors and repair the damage that was caused here in this country. Second, we need to bring up the defense authorization bill right now, the United States Senate, and the defense appropriation bill right now. We need to make sure that we have the necessary tools in place to be able to defend our country. We need to look at the intelligence and counterintelligence operations of this country and determine soon whether we should enhance that capability. It is obviously insufficient. And we here in the United States Senate must do something about it And we must do something about it now. It's important for us to come together at a time of national crisis and emergency, when our country is threatened, to pass the necessary tools for our government to fight the war that it will be engaged in the coming weeks, months, and maybe longer. We need to make sure that we have the diplomatic representation to be able to represent us if what the senator from Delaware said, and I agree with 100%, we need to form an international coalition. We need a UN ambassador. We do not have an ambassador of the United Nations. I cannot think of a more important time since the UN was created that we need an ambassador of the United Nations, and we don't have one. That nomination is sitting in the Foreign Affairs Committee, and I would hope that we can get that nomination to the floor as quickly as possible so we can begin the very important work that the senator from Delaware has laid out in building a coalition that's necessary to fight this terrible scourge that has attacked this country. Finally, we need to do something about our energy needs. I've heard of places, I think some members have told me that places, you talk about un-American actions, were charging $3 to $5 a gallon for gasoline yesterday in America. But yes, energy will be a very important issue for this country, and very soon. And we need to bring this bill up. We need to provide, particularly if we are engaged in fighting terrorism around the world, we need to have more domestic security. We need domestic energy security. These are the kinds of things that I hope that we here in the United States Senate can come together and join together to pass things that are important to prepare ourselves for the war ahead. This is the time for us to begin to put the building blocks in place so we can engage in a war against those who attack this country. I am hopeful. In fact, I am more than hopeful that we can do so in a bipartisan way, in a way that will lend great honor and credibility to this great institution. Thank you, Mr. President.